scheduling a meeting. For more formal meetings, chances are you will want to schedule them in advance and notify your participants. There are a number of ways you can do this. There are plugins that you can install in Gmail, in Outlook, in Firefox, in a number of places, Google Chrome as well. You can also use any of the clients, and you can also go to the website at zoom.us/meeting and schedule a meeting from there. The good thing is that it doesn't matter where you schedule the meeting from. Since you're logged into your Zoom account, your Zoom meetings come up in all devices and web browsers in which you're logged in to your Zoom meeting account. Very handy. I think in this instance, rather than show you every single way that you can schedule a meeting, we'll just take a look at this on my iPhone. I tend to manage a lot of my appointments and day-to-day data on my iPhone because I have it with me all the time, and I have my Apple Watch with me all the time, so my iCloud calendar has actually become my primary one. Let's go through this on the iPhone app.
Search messages and start a chat. Jump to chat. Join a meeting. Start or schedule a meeting.
That's the option I want, and I'm still on this first tab of the iOS Zoom Cloud Meeting client, and that tab is called Meet and Chat, so I'll double tap this.
Start or schedule a meeting. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Start or schedule a meeting. Heading. Video on. Switch button. Off.
You remember that the last time we came into the screen, video on was on by default, so it has remembered that setting now that we've changed it. I'll flick to the right.
Use personal meeting ID, PMI. Switch button. Off.
I'm actually getting ready here to schedule a meeting with my friend The Snowman, who you may have heard on Mushroom FM and through various other endeavors. He does a great show. I'm going to double tap this because I do want him to have my personal meeting ID.
On.
And flick to the right.
PMI. 6, 8.
And now it tells me my PMI in case I've forgotten it.
Start a meeting. Button.
And we will go to the right though.
Upcoming meetings. Button. Schedule meeting. Button.
And double tap on schedule a meeting.
Schedule meeting. Cancel. Button.
Flick to the right.
Schedule meeting. Heading. Done. Button. Jonathan Mosen Zoom meeting. Jonathan Mosen Zoom meeting. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I want to change this because I'm going to invite Jim to this meeting and I want him to know what it's about. So I'll double tap this edit box.
Text field is editing. Jonathan Mosen Zoom meeting. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
I want to bring up my Braille screen input now, which is how I primarily enter text on my iPhone, so I will use the rotor to find it.
Edit. Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Landscape. Home button to the right. Tabletop mode. Contracted.
Good stuff, so I'll just calibrate my dots with dots 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Dot positions calibrated.
And now I will type in my meeting subject, which is...
Dot 6, caps E-O-O-M, zoo, A-U-D-I-O, R-E-T-U-T-O-R-I-A-L, 2-A-N-G-E-E-A-L, general, S-A-T-C-H-U-P, catch-up.
Zoom audio tutorial and general catch-up. I'll perform a two-finger scrub.
Portrait.
To exit Braille screen input, and now we have the field back. So we'll flick to the right.
Clear text. Starts. Today. 11 p.m. Button.
Probably a bit late for him now, so we'll schedule this meeting for tomorrow, I think. I'll double tap.
Starts. Today. Today. Picker item. Adjustable.
I'll flick up.
Tuesday, June 13th.
That's fine. That's tomorrow. So I'll flick to the right now.
11 o'clock. Selected. Picker item. Adjustable.
I will flick down to 8.
10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
And flick selected. To the right.
0 minutes. Selected.
That's fine.
Picker, PM. Selected.
No, I want AM, so I'll flick down.
AM. Selected.
So I'll go back to the top.
8. Done. Button.
And double tap the done button.
Done. Audio option. Both. Button.
Focus has moved a little bit, so I'm just going to flick left to make sure I'm looking at all of the fields.
Host, repeat, time zone, duration, starts, tomorrow, 8 a.m. Button.
That's fine, I'll flick right.
Duration, 1 hour. Button.
1 hour is probably a bit long, you know, his time is precious, so we'll take that down to 30 minutes. I'll double tap.
Duration, 1 hour. Picker item, adjustable.
I'll flick down.
0 hours.
0 hours, and flick right.
15 minutes. Picker item, adjustable.
I'll perform a flick up.
30 minutes.
You can adjust in 15-minute increments, so 30 minutes is right.
30 minutes. Done. Button.
I'll double tap. Done.
Done. Jonathan Mosen Zoom meeting. Audio tutorial and catch up. Audio tutorial and catch up. Starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. Duration, 30 minutes. Time zone, Pacific/Auckland. Button. Repeat, never. Button.
This is a one-off meeting, so I don't need it to repeat, but if I did, I could double tap here, and we've got a series of pretty common recurrences, such as daily, every week, every month, a whole bunch of recurring options. Remember that this meeting, because we're generating it on the iPhone, it will go into our iPhone calendar. And so if we schedule this meeting to recur, then that will also set up a recurring event on your iCloud calendar.
Host video on. Switch button. On.
I don't want host video on, and I suspect he doesn't either, so I will double tap.
Off.
And flick right.
Attendee video on. Switch button. On.
No, we'll double tap that as well.
Off. Audio option. Both. Button.
So he can dial into this meeting or use voice over IP with the Zoom client. I very much suspect he will use the latter.
Optional. Meeting password.
We don't want to set a password.
Optional. Text field.
I'll flick right.
Allow join before host. Switch button. Off.
No, I'll leave that off. I'll be there in good time.
Use PMI. 6, 8, 7.
Yes, I do want to use my PMI.
On.
So it's now on.
Record the meeting automatically. Switch button. Off.
It's off right now. I will not record the meeting automatically, but I will probably record it.
Record the meeting.
And there it is. So when I add this meeting, I will be able to invite him to the meeting in various ways. I'm now going to double tap the done button.
Cancel. Schedule meeting. Done. Button.
And the meeting will be scheduled. I'm back on the start or schedule a meeting screen, and I'm going to flick to the right.
Start video on. Use PM. Start a meeting. Upcoming meetings. Button.
I want to just verify that this is all scheduled the way I think it is, so I'll double tap on upcoming meetings.
Upcoming meetings. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Upcoming meetings. Heading. Refresh. Personal meeting. Set. Start. Send and edit. Tomorrow. Heading.
Here's a heading for tomorrow, so each day is navigable by heading, and you can use the rotor gestures to do that.
8 a.m., Zoom audio tutorial, and general catch-up, meeting ID, 687.
And there's my personal meeting ID, so we have some options pertaining to this.
8 a.m.,
I'll double tap here.
8 a.m., info, cancel, button, info, edit, button, when, tomorrow, 8 a.m., topic, Zoom audio tutorial, and general catch-up. Meeting ID. Duration, 30 minutes. Start meeting. Button. Add invitees. Button. Delete meeting. Button. Delete meeting.
So if I want to invite the snowman to this meeting, I can flick left.
Add invitees. Button.
To add invitees and double tap.
Add alert. Send email. Button.
So let's say I want to send an email. I'll double tap on this.
Send email info. Cancel. Button.
And flick to the right.
Zoom meeting invitation. Zoom audio tutorial. And general catch up. Heading. Send. Dimmed. To. Text field.
I can specify who the email is to.
CC. BCC. CC/from. Jonathan@mosen.org. Subject. Zoom meeting invitation, Zoom audio tutorial, and general catch-up. Text field.
So the subject field has been filled in for me, and let's take a look at the message body.
Message body. Hi there. Jonathan Mosen is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, Zoom audio tutorial, In general,
and we've seen that kind of information text before. The difference in this case, though, is that phone numbers have also been included because we indicated that this was going to be available to both dialing in and using the Zoom voice over internet technology. So I'm just going to stop the recording and fill in the snowman's name into this email and send it off to him so that hopefully Jim will be in the meeting tomorrow, which we will record some of so you can hear the audio quality and how this actually works. I'll receive a notification when my Zoom meeting is due. I did just pause the recording, so the snowman is now invited. That's all good. If I go into the Zoom app on my computer, though, we'll see if it's there too. So I will Alt-Tab.
Zoom Pro Account. Zoom Pro Account tab.
I'll press the Shift-Tab key.
Home tab checks.
And I'm on the Home tab. I'll right arrow.
Meetings tab check selected.
Here's the Meetings tab. I'll tab through here.
Upcoming tab check selected.
And upcoming is highlighted.
Refresh meeting button. List box. Personal meeting ID. Tuesday, June 13th. 2017 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Topic, Zoom audio tutorial, and general catch-up meeting ID, 68.
And there's my meeting for tomorrow with the snowman, and it is in the Windows version as well, and I can also find it on the web. Now, if I were to go through that process, which is very similar, so I won't do it, but if I were to do it on Windows, you would also see that you can integrate this with Microsoft Outlook, which is a wonderfully powerful and accessible with JAWS tool for calendaring. And so if you want to, you can generate a Microsoft Outlook calendar invitation and then invite recipients that way. So there are many ways to invite people to a Zoom Cloud meeting.